The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Hey everyone, Ellen Wells and the Just Veggies podcast. I'm back. I am also author of the Just Veggies blog, and you can find that one right here at plantersplace.com. Today we are going to be talking about seed starting. Yeah, I know everybody talks about seed starting this time of year. Seriously, January, February, March, that's when people are really, really out there on their blogs and social media posts urging you to let's get ready to seed start. Seriously, I've written posts just like that. However, this post is not that post. Not at all. Instead, let's consider some reasons why you might bypass the seed starting process altogether and just let someone else start those seeds for you this year. Here are just a few reasons why you might not start seeds. And this first one, it's a big thing for me. This is my reason for not starting seeds this year. Traveling. I'm actually traveling. I had a wedding to go to. I've got a vacation plan. I'm going to go visit my mom. All of these things at just the right times, or I should say the wrong times, and I won't be home to plant seeds during their scheduled planting times. It wouldn't be fair to my growing seedlings to plant them and then leave and abandon them for a while. So, and I'm not going to ask my friends to stop in and do it for me. They're really not sure what they're doing. They're fine with my cat. They're not so fine with my seedlings. Time. Time is another big thing. It can be hard to find time to research what seeds and what crops you want to grow. You should give that topic your full consideration because the planning and scheduling is a big aspect of the growing process. You know, I've run out of time and I have just thrown seeds into some pots, put them under some lights in a willy-nilly fashion. And that just has never really works out. Sure, I get some seedlings, but it just doesn't result in a cohesive plan for the gardening year. I end up with just this mishmash, unplanned, doesn't work. Another reason why you might not start seeds this year, interest. You know, I get the idea that some gardeners grow crops from seeds indoors because they feel they must. It's the proper gardening thing to do, not because they're interested in it. You have to be interested in growing the seeds in order to really give it your all and have those plants really perform for you. If you're interested in exploring heirloom tomato varieties from Iran, go ahead. I hear it's a big thing, by the way, tomato varieties from Iran. I should look into that more. But, I mean, if you just have no interest in the cultural aspect, the actual growing, the science, anything like that, if you feel it is a mandatory task and you're really not into it, just don't put yourself through all the work. You'll end up resenting it. Life is short. If growing your crops from seeds this year isn't making you happy, go do something that does. If there's anything we've learned over the past 2 years, do the thing that makes you happy, right? And then here's the last reason why you should or might not want to start seeds. You can get them from elsewhere, seriously. So there's an old Frito-Lay commercial with a catchphrase that I reference all the time. It goes, crunch all you want, we'll make more. I'm pretty sure Larry Bird was in that commercial. Anyway, not starting seeds this year, that's fine. Don't worry. Someone out there will be growing seedlings and will be happy to swap or sell them to you. Seriously. Now, despite that, despite everything I just said, there are reasons why you should start your seeds. Here they are. Lots of reasons. Actually, three. I have three reasons why you should. Number one, it's a great educational project. If you have children, by all means, pick a simple seed starting project and get them involved. I remember growing, I think it was a bean seed in sixth grade. Don't leave it up to your teacher. They're busy. Do it yourself. Get involved with your kids. It's a fun little project that takes I don't know, 15 minutes to begin with and maybe a couple minutes every day. Pick a packet of beans or lettuce, something very easy, and just let them see the miracle of what a germinating seed does, because it really is a miracle. Second reason, just one keeps it fun, right? You might consider growing just one seed variety. That's it. It'll lessen the pressure and it keeps the scheduling and involvement to a minimum. There's not all this, well, I need to plant the zucchini then, I need to do this then. No, just choose one simple thing, have fun with it, enjoy it. Maybe it's a crop you have never grown before. Keep it simple. And here's the third reason, and this is the important one, and this is the kicker. This is the one that's going to make you go, maybe I should. And that reason is, it keeps you in the seed growing game. Whenever I've said, meh, I think I'll skip this round of whatever it is, and I'll do it again next year, I tend to find it difficult to get back on board with whatever project I just put to the side. It's easier to jump back in, and you wouldn't want to give up seed growing forever, right? So if you're vacillating between should I or shouldn't I don't know, when it comes to starting your own seeds indoors this year, know that you shouldn't feel obligated. But also know it's just so very gratifying to see a seedling or two emerge from the barren expanse of a pot of soil. Well, that's it for me this week. Have a great gardening season and plant some seeds, or not, but maybe, right?
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.